Okay. Any question? That is my question.
Where are we?
Where are we? What are we talking about? What are we talking about?
Development.
We're talking about killing one of those four birds. Do you remember? Why are we killing these birdies? Because these birds, one by one, are the barrier. These birds are the base of the logical argument of the animal's life goes upon these four. We have to put these four thinking systems aside, then we could talk about bewilderment. Because bewilderment is not something you understand. The only thing you understand in bewilderment is that you don't understand. That's how it goes, and this is a field here. So we are at the last bird. He started to say, okay, why did you kill this birdie? Because this birdie wants the life forever. What does it mean, life forever? It doesn't exist. It couldn't exist. It shouldn't. It never existed. How is the life? Life is started with one amoeba, then came million kinds of amoeba. Then so on and so on and so on, and it's going on process. Why? There is only one thing that we could notice is the improvement of knowledge. The first amoeba knows about just the surrounding. We know about the galaxies. We know about subatomic particles. What is this? The improvement of knowledge and adjusting to it. How do we adjust to it? That's a good question. How do we improve? Because we die from what we are and we live in the next one that we become. We are changing. Always. We are not the babies we were born. That baby is dead. It's history. That's how it goes. But this bird wants me to be here forever. So, it's the main barrier for the next step. You remember the next step is not being, not having. That fina, not being. This one doesn't understand it, because this one is looking for remaining always here. So this is it. The people who are in love with this existence, they are silly, because they are drinking the silly water of animal. They know the knowledge of the animals. Then we said, okay, the Prophet said there are three group of people who you should have pity on. The first one is the one who dropped it down. The second one is the rich fellow who became poor. And the third one was a knowledgeable fellow who becomes a stupid. Because in this process of change, we could go backward, don't we? Okay, and why does it happen that we go backward? because we are not alone. We talked about it. Book 4, this unification. You see? We are not alone here. Our environment counts. And if the environment is no good, what will happen to you? So let me tell you the story of a little animal who was put with the donkeys in the same place. They are harsh and they are eating this and they are doing that. This little gazelle actually will have a miserable life. This is our story. If you are surrounded within stupid people, you will go crazy. That's the first stuff. Now, another thing about the same stuff. You go.
The story of Muhammad Khwarizm Shah, who took by war the city of Zabzawar, were all of Rafiz. They begged him to spare their lives. He said, "I will grant security as soon as you produce from this city a man named Abu Bakr and present him to me."
Ah, what it means? You know who Abu Bakr is? Abu Bakr is a fellow who is not loved in the new Muslim countries, because he is one of those caliphs who did all of this, right? And in some places, they don't put that name on their children. It's like today Iran. Today in Iran, you cannot name your children Omar. Although it was a caliph, but you cannot. Abu Bakr, no. Yazid, no. This is how it works. So he brings it in. He says, okay, this king will go there and will say, okay, bring me one Abu Bakr, I will forgive you. But they don't have it. Means, this is what the environment is all about. He has conquered here and he knows what's going on. He knows that these are very orthodox people, so you cannot find an Abu Bakr over there. Yes, let's hear it.
Muhammad I can't say that name.
This is Shud Muhammad Al-Uluq Khwarizm Shah, because he's half Turkish, half Persian.
He marched to battle against Zabzawar, full of refuge. His troops reduced them to straits. His army fell to killing the foe. They prostrated themselves before him, crying, "Mercy, make us your thralls, spare our lives. Whatever you require of tribute or presents will come to you from us with increase at every fixed time. Our lives are yours, O lion natured. Let them be a deposit with us for a while." He replied, "You will not save your lives for me unless you bring an Abu Bakr into my presence. Unless you bring to me as a gift from your city one whose name is Abu Bakr, O people who have fled, I will mow you down like corn, O vile folk. I will accept neither tribute nor blandishments." They offered him many sacks of gold, saying, "Do not demand an Abu Bakr from a city like this. How should there be an Abu Bakr in Zabzawar or a dry sod in the river?"
Ah. Okay, now you're listening to reasoning here, right? Okay, the reasoning is you cannot find it here like you cannot find a river in the desert. Then
he averted his face from the goal and said, "O Magians, unless you bring me an Abu Bakr as an offering, It is of no avail. I am not a child that I should stand dumbfounded by gold and silver. Unless you prostrate yourself, you will not escape, O wretch, if you traverse the mosque on your siant.
Means what? Do you understand what siant is?
No.
No, it's ass. Because the word is no good in translation, they find a word that even you don't understand. The word is, if you walk on your ass, that's it. That is stupid walking kind of the children. Yes?
They dispatch emissaries. Where in this desolate place and Abu Bakr was, after 3 days and 3 nights, during which they made haste, they found an emaciated Abu Bakr. He was a wayfarer, and on account of sickness, had remained in a corner of a ruin and in utter exhaustion. He was lying in a ruined nook. When they espied him, they said to him hurriedly, "Arise, the Sultan has demanded you. By you, our city will be saved from slaughter."
Means what? Up to here. Did you get it? It's a bizarre story. First of all, the main story is talking about something very obvious. You don't have everything. If somebody asks for something you don't have, you don't have it. The rest of your belongings is no use. So, don't think about being rich, having this and that and that and that. This king knows, he says, "Oh, bring me one Abu Bakr." They brought him gold, and he said, "I don't care about that. I don't care about taxes and stuff like that. Just bring me an Abu Bakr." Right? So, the people are going around and around. Now they found a very sick Abu Bakr. Right? This Abu Bakr, they say, "Okay, come on to the king." Now, listen to his reasoning. Yes? He said, "If I had the food, I would be in the way, I wouldn't stay in this city." Yes?
He replied, "If I had the foot or any arrival, I myself would have gone by my own road to my destination. How should I have remained in this abode of my enemies? I would have pushed on towards the city of my friends." They raised the corpse bearer's board and lifted our Abu Bakr. The carriers were taking him along to Karishsha that he might behold the token.
Okay, now you get it. The guy said, "I cannot walk. If I could walk, I would run away from this bloody city because here everybody hates me." So they brought a piece of wood that they carried the dead people with, right? They carried this fellow to Khwarazmshah. Yes.
Sebaswar is this world.
You were waiting for what happened next. No. Explanation is next.